Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, 65 McCampbell Road, Homedale, New Jersey, and the district's website and sent to the four district schools. The mailing and or delivery of said notice to the designated newspapers, Asbury Park Press, Independent, the PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presidents, and student representatives to the board. Filing with the clerk of Homedale Township, police headquarters, and public library. Meetings of the board are open to the public, and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There are two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end of the meeting for other items. Any individuals desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and group if any is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible with no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the board, by the president, to a board committee and or to the supervisor for consideration and or resolution. The board rests in its president and other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if he, she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
Mrs. Zhang is absent. Mr. Sokol.
Here.
Mr. Reddy.
Here.
Mrs. Briamonte.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Hammer.
Here.
Dr. Kalur.
Here.
Mrs. Tasillo.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can we rise for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So this special meeting this evening is really centered around the children and our student awards. On behalf of the Board of Education, I really want to welcome you and thank everyone for coming. It's so nice to see such a big turnout of children and families. This is a bigger turnout than our pre-COVID awards meeting. I want to congratulate the students who are receiving awards, and I want to let them know that all the board is very proud of their many accomplishments during the year. And let's move on to the student awards. Dr. Cascone, take it away.
Thank you, Madam President. And just want to echo that. Welcome to all our families and friends, and of course, our amazing students. Thank you for coming this evening. I'd like to issue a few thank yous. First and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge our administrative team who is here this evening. So if you would just rise when called. Of course, Mr. Howard, you've already risen. So Mr. Howard, Village Principal, Mrs. Vitale, Village Principal. We have Mrs. Faris from Indian Hill School. Dr. Requa, Assistant Principal at Indian Hill School. Assistant Principal and K-12 Supervisor of World Languages, Mrs. Simonelli. And last but certainly not least, SATS School Principal, Middle School Principal, Mr. Bill Lockhart. I really can't thank them enough for really the effort that went into this evening at a very busy time of year. And you know, collating the names, putting together the presentation, assisting with the setup, helping us produce the certificates. So very much appreciated on that. I'd also like to thank the PLG and President Megan Solomon for graciously donating the balloons to grace our celebration this evening. And of course, to our food services provider for the cupcakes outside and the refreshments. So we thank you. So to our outstanding young men and women in the room, we are super proud of you. And listen, there are some just amazing accomplishments within these awards. I mean, we're talking nationally ranked, state ranked. This is no joke. And I think it really speaks to the quality and the caliber of our students, of our school district, and the parents and guardians in attendance tonight, who had certainly had a hand in this as well. So kids, how about a big round of applause for your folks, for your parents, your guardians? Outstanding. So with those brief remarks, I would invite the board to take a seat down in the front row. I will turn the program over to Mr. Howard and Mrs. Vitale, and they'll sort of orient you to how the program will operate. Enjoy.
All right, good evening, everyone, and good evening. Like Dr. Cascone said, I'm Art Howard, principal of Village School, and this is my partner here, Ms. Vitale, also principal of 2-3. I'm principal of pre-K through 1. Before we get started, I wanted to kind of echo some of the comments that Dr. Cascone made. I was talking to Mr. Reddy briefly tonight that we say that this is one of the best times, one of the best meetings that we have where we get to honor and recognize the students who work hard all the time, but even extra hard doing these extracurricular types of activities. So congratulations to the students in general, congratulations to the parents, and I will be remiss if I didn't say congratulations to my staff too. I'm going to kind of put on the spot the Village School teachers who are here. Could you please just stand so people can see you? Thank you. Proud members of the Village School Beehive. So we're going to get this started by a little instruction on how the night is going to go. We're going to call all the students for Village up at the same time. And I want you to come up to stand on the riser so we can do that. Everybody from Village, all the kids from Village, to stand up, come up to the risers right now. Don't be shy. Come on down. It's like the Price is Right. Come on down to the risers. And we're standing on the risers. We're going to come and stand on the risers.
Spread them out a little bit, Lisa. Spread them out a little bit.
Okay, we do this for two reasons. Reason number one is so you parents can get a nice group shot, right? That's number one. You can get a nice group shot at the end. We'll give you an opportunity to come up, take some pictures with your child's certificate in hand. Second reason, it makes it a lot easier for them to come, step over to Ms. Vitale, pick up their certificate, then go right back to their spot in the riser. Nice and easy, easy peasy is what we like to do, the way we like to do it. All right, so let's start with the Continental Math League. I'm not sure what people know about the Continental Math League, but it's a national problem-solving competition required that students take time written tests, 6 challenging words problems on each test, and at the end of the competition, top scorers within our school are recognized for their achievements with certificates and awards. As we stated, these tests are about 30 minutes overall, and it helped students improve their math as well as their language arts skills. So we'll start with the honorable mentions. For grade 2, Christian Camerata. Come on down, Christian. Christian here. No, Christian, go back up to the riser. We're not done yet. Go back up there. Grade 3, we have Yu Yang Gao. Samutha Mekaputala. Ryan Ng. And Blake Schick. Now these are our first place finishers for the Continental Math League, grade 2, Leo Du. Ethan DeVito. Isaac Wu. And Hanson Jiang. Our second place finishers for grade two, Yuhan Chen. Alan Wu. Enzo Chicanella. Now the National Language Arts League, similar to the CML, is an examination designed to evaluate a student's skill in spelling, vocabulary, grammar, and reading comprehension. The contest for second grade consists of 25 questions, while the contest for third grade are 35 questions. Each contest has a limit of 35 minutes and are designed to be administered comfortably in class. So, our honorable mentions first. For grade one, Thomas Bruner. Grade two, Charlotte Klopfer. Athena Admusu. Abigail Lynch. Reese Powers. Thomas Schroeder. Arma Adhikari. Ethan DeVito. Alessandro Fani. Sierra Messina. Grade three, Ryan Ng. Julia Dimchak. Senin Torrance. Now our second place finishers, Toby Liu. Anad Shah. For grade two, Kyle Gert. Mackenzie Mach. Isabella Kravitz. Juliana Galano. Julian Galano, I'm sorry. Vikram Gupta. Leo Du. Grade three, Shyla Jawala. Julia McDevitt. Elizabeth Longyear. Yaden Admasu. Now these are our first place finishers. Jonathan Pagin with a perfect score. Grade one, perfect score. Grade two, Jad Mardini. also with a perfect score. And Emma Jackowitz, also with a perfect score. Grade three, Anisha Asgokar. Samutha Mekaputala. Anthony Sobral. Now, like Dr. Cascone said, we also have students who are national winners. So second place nationally, grade one, Jonathan Pageant. Johnny, come on. He's looking at his name up on the screen. Grade one, national winner. Real good job. Grade two, Jad Mardini. And Emma Jackowitz. All right, let's give a nice round of applause to all of our Village School winners. And as promised, we're going to let the parents come up and take a few snapshots of our recipients. Also, just to let you know, we have refreshments after this whole entire event is over. And there's a nice backdrop out there where you can take some family pictures with your students as well. All right, thank you, everyone. We're going to ask all of the Village School students to go back to their seats, and we're going to turn it over to our Indian Hill counterparts. Thank you very much. Shirts, like there's an S on the end of your name, right? Come down tomorrow, we'll make you a new one, put an S on the end of it, right?
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
Oh, so maybe.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is Alicia Faris, as we said earlier, and I'm the principal of Indian Hill School. And assisting me tonight is Dr. Akwe, our assistant principal. It is an honor and a privilege to present these outstanding students to you tonight. And again, wonderful congratulations and round of applause to our staff, parents, and the students. At this time, we'll ask all our Indian Hill students to come up to the risers. Hi, guys. So we're going to start with a special contest that was conducted by the Monmouth County Fair Housing Authority, and they held a Monmouth County Fair Housing Authority poster contest. We had quite a few winners. Our first winner getting first prize is Harang Wang. Also getting first prize is Samvi Raj. Our third first prize winner is Kayla So. And we have an honorable mention, Amy Adachi. Another math contest that our students participate in is the New Jersey Math League. Our team placed fifth in the state. Eric Goh placed fifth in the state individually and was a top regional student. Is this too loud? Also a top regional student, Jack Hutchinson. Continuing with New Jersey Math League, we have Anish Batra. Neam Shah. Brian Zhang. Samuel Chu. Kyle Gulko. Su Ming Jiang. And Ashley Yang. Our students also participate in the Continental Math League. For the fourth grade team, we have Elizabeth Koo. Derek R. Lee. Charlotte Choi. Isha Nair.
Richard Liu. Derek Sun. Derek Lee. And Aryan Jariwala. For Continental Math League fifth grade team. This team was recognized as a regional winner for their exceptionally high achievement. Olivia Lado was a national winner with a perfect score after five meets. Lucas Damstra. Serena Patel. Tanwei Liu. Matthew Lado. Andrew Chen. Rylan Hack. And Annabelle Cho. Now for our Continental Math League sixth grade. Suming Jiang, national winner, perfect score. Amishi Batra. Brian Zhang. Eric Goh. Hairong Wang. Tudor Barkin. Joanna Kang. Rose Marinaccio. And Sebastian Postigo. The next awards we're going to be giving out are the National Science League. Fourth grade, second place in New Jersey. And the members of that team are Alex Goldblatt, Richard Liu, Derek Sun, Aryan Jariwala, Yulan Chen, Gianna Pagliaro, Juliana Berardi, Ariana Chu, Mercer McWhorter, Nico Vila, Anya Varma, Caleb Yu, Noah Edrick, and Maya Lalu. So the National Science League for fifth grade, their team was first place in New Jersey. And they tied for second place in the United States. Peter Betancourt. Ethan Kang. Taran Yarlagada. Kenzie Mander. Emma Kuzimski. Jonathan Kim. Aiden Edrick. Simon Zhang. Olivia Lado. William Chang. And Maxwell Wilson. Maxwell just kicked off the sixth grade for us. The National Science League for sixth grade team was first in New Jersey and sixth in the USA. We have Arielle Caton. Mashika Jane. Isaac Kwok. Amishi Batra. Sebastian Postigo. Samuel Chu. Hans Singhoffen. Samvi Raj. Braden Shu. And Kristen Abood. So without further ado, I give you our Indian Hill winners.
Okay. I think she doubled them up. Yeah. If they had more than one award, I think she put it in the same folder.
I'm just going to go. I think I end with music. That's just a cover. It's nothing. Well, you just follow the clips. And then here's the number. Well, good evening, everybody. For those who remain, we'd like to present our awards to the William R. Satz students who earned recognition this year in their various competitions and club and activity endeavors. Congratulations to all of them. Ms. Simonelli and I are especially proud of their efforts this year as we made the full transition back to full day school and the resumption of after school activities and some of these competitions. We are hopefully gonna recognize 39 students with 65 awards on a variety of things. And at this time for our SAT students who are with us this evening, if you would kindly come down to the risers, but because you're all the big guys here, you might wanna sit if it's more appropriate so you don't block the screen and you don't trip. Come on down, everybody. Well, you can stand, but just be careful. All right, so we're going to get started, and we're going to recognize first our student council officers. Our student council this year played a pivotal role in communicating with Ms. Simonelli and I ideas they had for improvements in the school, along with conducting the very important eighth grade election for next year's ninth grade student council. And we're instrumental in bringing back the Battle of the Classes and Spirit Week this year, which came at the end of a long month of testing, and it was tightly contested between the seventh and eighth grade. There was even a controversy, but we were able to navigate through that. And we want to recognize our officers at this time, our president, Kay Freeman. Okay. Our vice president, Isabella Spicer. Is he with us? No. Okay. Our secretary, Julia Hammer. Julia. And our treasurer, Devin Bahal. And we want to thank our four officers for their meaningful contributions to our school climate and culture this year. Congratulations. He's not here. We now want to recognize the officers in our Builders Club. That club is advised by Mrs. Acera and Ms. Villacrest. And we thank them for, I should have mentioned Ms. Shea and Ms. Crowley, the advisors of our student council. Builders Club dedicates itself to service in the community at large. They held several fundraisers and made donations to students in need. And we want to recognize those officers, Jaden Francis, our president. Autumn Malacco, our vice president, Autumn. And Maddock Bayon. Is Maddock here? Maddock is our secretary. We want to congratulate all three of our officers and thank them for their service for this year. Moving on, we want to recognize our yearbook editors. The yearbook is a year-long endeavor chaired by Ms. Conroy and Mrs. Stauffer, and set to debut on Tuesday. All the students will be receiving their yearbooks. And we want to recognize two students who are especially instrumental in its completion, Annabelle Atek in the art department and Olivia Dubin with the photography. Olivia? Pat? Our newspaper is fully digital and is really robust. Under the direction of Mrs. Imbro, we have a tremendous amount of student input and support for our newspaper. Our final issue is set to roll from the presses in the next day or so, so we're looking forward to that. We want to recognize first our editor-in-chief, Annika Raj. Yeah. our sports editors, Adam Azoy and Gabriella Ishak. Gabby. Our local news and activities editors. I got to see their names. Annabelle and Zoe. Zoe Lee. Annabelle Attuck and Zoe Lee. Our creative editors, Olivia Dubin, as well as Shivali Sethi. And Ms. Simonelli, we have two layout editors, don't we? We have Abigail Marinaccio and Sophia Gao, if they would come forward as well. Thank you, everyone. Moving forward, we did have several school competitions, including the hotly contested spelling bee under the direction of Mr. Bell and our school champion, Kim Hong. Kim? I don't know. What was it? What was the winning word, Kim? I didn't hear it. Metropolis? Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Come on. Megalopolis, you would have had me. All right. Geography B. Lots of interest in this year's Geography B. We want to recognize Akarsh Kalu. Is he here? Akarsh, come on down. Not only was Akarsh our school champion, he was regional champion, and I believe he's heading to Orlando this weekend to compete in the national championships. Congratulations, Akarsh. Other national qualifiers included Austin Waugh, Andrew Hum, Anthony Kalb, Alexander Lin, and Jonathan Lin. Congratulations to each of those students. Yeah, they get a little sticky sometimes, but they're all there, I checked. All right, we got all night. All right, congratulations to each of those students. Science Olympiad, under the advisorship of Mrs. Fox and Mrs. Supa, we had three regional award winners. First, Annabelle Attuck for her project, The Sounds of Music. Brody Grimaldi for meteorology. And Alexander Lin for Codebusters. Congratulations, Alexander. Our TSA has been a longstanding and active association in our school, Technology Student Association, under the steadfast advisorship of Mrs. McCafferty. And we had a number of students who earned state awards this year. So we're gonna break them up by their categories. With the project Leadership Strategies, which took first place in the state, we want to recognize Amna Ali, Sophia Gao, and Shivali Sethi, if they would come forward. With the project entitled Mass Production, also first place in the state, we want to ask five students to join us, Treya Ghosh, Tanvi Pantella, Monica Raj, Navya Shah, and Alina Shind. With a project entitled Essays on Technology, second place in the state, Kareem Salou. Kareem. And with a project entitled Website Design, third place in the state, Rocio Pastor, Anastasia Ustinova, Alice and Jenny Ying. These are all state winners in the TSA competition. Congratulations to each of those students. I called her. Okay. Bear with us here because we're double loaded for certificates here. We have school certificates and we have official Math League certificates that have been properly embalmed by Mr. Baranowski for safe long-term keeping. So just give us a second to organize this. We're gonna start first. Our school participates in the annual American Mathematics Competition, the AMC 8, And we had several winners here, and we want to recognize them. Our first place winner was Alexander Lin. If he would come forward. Alexander earned the honor roll of distinction. And what that means is that his score was among the top 1% in the country. So congratulations to Alexander. We want to recognize Audrey Wang. Audrey was second place in the section. Earned honor roll status, which means her score is among the top 5% in the country. Congratulations to her. We want to want to recognize John Chang. Is John here? John was third place in the section and also made honor roll status, top 5% in the country. And we also want to recognize Sriran Yarlagada, if he would come forward as well, please. He was third place in the section and among the top 5% in the country. Congratulations to all of those winners. Yep. We have other competitions that the math club participated in. We also compete in something called the New Jersey Math League. And Alexander Lin was first place in the region and second place overall in the league. Congratulations, Alexander. In the Continental Math League, which Mr. Howard described earlier, Sophia Gao was a national student winner. Sophia, you get a certificate. Hey, wait, come back, Sophia. Sophia, you get a medal too. Congratulations. That concludes our math awards. We're now going to recognize our performing arts students. We're going to recognize chorus first, Treya Ghosh, if she could come forward. Ms. Roberts wanted us to recognize Treya for her outstanding contributions in all of our concerts this year. And I'm happy to tell you that at Monday night's graduation, Treya will lead us in the national anthem. So we look forward to that, Treya. Thank you. The All Shore Intermediate Band, under the direction of Dr. Rizzo for SATS, had three members of our band make All Shore: Andrew Hum in trumpet, David Liu with flute, David, and Renee Whitmore also in flute. And as Renee comes forward at the All Shore concert, the All Shore band directors recognize Renee with the John Carr Award for Outstanding Musicianship, the top player in the Shore. That holds special significance in Holmdel because John Carr was the first music band director in Holmdel history and started the All Shore Music Educators Association, and the award is named aptly after him. So what a treat to have a Holmdel student win a Holmdel Award. So congratulations to Renee. We also are members of the Central Jersey Music Educators Association, the CJMEA, and we had a number of students who were recognized in the all-region band, and that included Anna Balatek in bass clarinet, Daniel Chang in trumpet, Christine Cho, flute, Joanne Jiang, flute, Jonathan Lin, alto saxophone, David Liu, flute, Rohan Subrahmanian, clarinet, and Dylan Wang, oboe. I'm giving Miss Simonelli a run for her money. She thought this was going to be easy work tonight. Little did she know. Did I miss anybody? I did. Renee Whitmore. Please come down also in flute. See, my problem is I'm working off the prompt, but it goes below the screen, so I didn't see it. So I'm looking over at the certificates to make sure, and I thought I missed somebody. I do apologize, Renee. All right. All Region Orchestra, also by the CJMEA, Sophia Gao for violin. And in a separate competition, the Flute Society of Greater Philadelphia sponsored a junior youth artist competition, and Renee Whitmore earned second place in what we are told is a really prestigious competition. Well, congratulations to Renee. And in New Jersey State Orchestra, we had a representative, Sophia Gao, playing the violin. Congratulations, Sophia. I believe that wraps up the awards for the SAT school. So we want to thank all of the parents for their support and everything. We also want to congratulate all of our students, and 4 days until summer. So at this time, any parent who wants to come up and take some pictures, please do so. And thank you so much for your support of these outstanding students. We appreciate it.
I don't have them in my slot. Were they on the slot? I didn't see who they were on the slot.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I did want to correct the record. Christine Cho, are you here, Christine? Christine, can you come forward, please? I really apologize. I didn't recognize you officially. I skipped over your name and I apologize. Christine Cho was also recognized for All Shore Band and All Region Band. And Christine, we want to apologize for that and recognize you for your outstanding accomplishment. Thank you.
If the board members would rejoin us on the dais, we're going to call brief recess and then come back down. Thank you.
Of course. Yes. Why don't we do it right on the risers, okay?
The board is amended. The meeting is going to be recessed for about 10 minutes so everyone can enjoy the refreshments and the reception outside. Okay, we have no items for agenda items F through I. So we're going to do J, questions or comments from the public on action items only. Seeing none, can I have a motion?
Move.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Approval of minutes. No. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So may I have a motion? 1 through 19.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy.
Yes.
Mrs. Briamonte.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Dr. Kalour.
Yes.
Mrs. Tosillo.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Now we have old business. Any old business from any members? Any new business?
I just wanted to make a quick comment that the school district has launched a brand new website over the last week or so. It's a very nice upgrade from what we had before. And I'm hopeful that we're going to put some of tonight's activities on that website. I think that the public really needs to see the wonderful work that our students are doing You know, when you get questions from the public, concerns about maybe kind of nostalgic concerns of the good old days where they feel the district is slipping and is not the way it was in the past, you need to invite them to meetings like this on an annual basis to see the high quality work that our students are doing and the high quality support that those students are getting from our teachers and from our administrators.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other old or new business? Okay, now it's time for questions or comments from the public. Okay, I don't see any. So we're going to go into executive session, but we're going to adjourn the meeting. Can I have?
Hey, Elizabeth, I have a question for the business administrator,
sure.
Possibly. So obviously we have the turf fields on here, which is great. And I see, you know, a little bit of things like that. Is there a timing? So is the goal still to be done during the summer? And, you know, is that still part of the possibilities?
Yeah, that's still certainly the goal, to have the project done by the end of the summer. And we'll certainly update through committee.
Thank you.
Okay, can I get a motion to go into exec to have a discussion concerning attorney-client privilege?
Move.
Second.
I'd like, can I have a vote, please? Roll call, please.
Roll call or show of hands?
How about a show of hands?
Aye.
Great. And I'm going to have an adjournment. Can I have a show? No? Oh, okay. So we come back?
We do not anticipate coming back into
open session. Thank you.